foods and exclusive spirits. More on legrandepicerie.lu.
It's
2:01.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. Pirate MP Mark Gergen was in conversation here at RTL this morning, where he argued that primary schools should be lifted into the national remit, called for paid leave during heatwaves, and welcomed the recent tripartite package, while floating a cap on the index for high earners. Luxembourg authorities have introduced emergency measures to protect homeless people during the current severe heatwave. Support centres extended opening hours, reopened facilities like that of Findel, and provided water, food and cooling spaces. Hundreds have already use the services as government and charities prepare for prolonged extreme temperatures affecting the most vulnerable. Disruptions on the Luxembourg City to Esch-sur-Alzette and Luxembourg City to Thionville-Metz railway lines will persist during the day, following a technical fault that has affected services since Monday the 22nd of June. The CFL confirmed yesterday that the ongoing heatwave has prevented all necessary repairs from being carried out in Bersham. International news now, and the death toll from the powerful twin earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to 164, with more than 971 injured after the massive shocks collapsed entire buildings and set people running in panic. Rescue workers and residents were seen clambering on piles of rubble in the hunt for survivors after the disaster that prompted leader Delcy Rodriguez to declare a state of emergency. A three-year-old boy has died after becoming trapped in a car during extreme heat in the Paris region, with temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius. The incident is the third such fatality in France this week, amid a record-breaking heatwave, raising concerns about child safety and the rising human toll of soaring temperatures nationwide. And staying in France, French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for talks aimed at strengthening Franco-Italian ties after her recent rift with US leader Donald Trump. Despite past tensions, both leaders seek closer cooperation on defence, energy and space, while navigating ongoing differences over migration and the Ukraine policy. Sports now, and Luxembourg City is once again organising a public viewing event at the Glacis for the final phases of the Football World Cup, running from the 4th to the 19th of July. Food and drink stands will be available on site, and there will be DJs scheduled for the hour before the match, during halftime and before any potential extra time. And finally, in cricket, returning England captain Ben Stokes was straight back into the fray as New Zealand skipper Tom Latham won the toss and elected to bat in the third and deciding test at Trent Bridge today, and they are currently 94 for no wicket. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, there is a red weather warning in place for heat officially until tomorrow night, although it does look like temperatures are not going to be going down in the following days, so this will surely be extended. It is currently around 34 degrees, and this could rise to a high of 38 during the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
There's some slight congestion on the A7 between Kolmarberg and Sheeran, with a delay of just 3 minutes. And you've got 3 minutes also on the N4 between Esch-Bogart and Esch-Lalonge, with the tailback of 1 kilometre there. Two speed checks this afternoon, one in Niederanven on Route de Treves and one in Reisenhof on the N23. You can stay up to date with all of the traffic by heading to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
The Afternoon Session with Lucy Genetzi.
RTL. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Yeah.
Available on 93.3 FM
and DAB+.